She saw no one there this morning, though. The few Falcon moving about inside the wire were idling along, none of them in a great hurry to get anywhere. Unless the lackadaisical scene before her was the biggest con of the century, Roland was right. They were as vulnerable as a herd of fat shotes being fed their last meal outside the slaughtering pen. Come, come, Kamala, shore ribs to follow. And while the gunslingers had had no luck finding any sort of radio-controlled weaponry, they had discovered that three of the more science fiction-y rifles were equipped with switches marked interval. Eddie said he thought these rifles were lasers, although nothing about them looked lazy to Susanna. Jake had suggested they take one of them out of sight of the Divar toy and try it out. But Roland vetoed the idea immediately. Last evening, this had been, while going over the plan for what seemed like the 100th time.
"He's right, kid," Eddie had said. "The clowns down there might know we were shooting those things even if they couldn't see or hear anything. We don't know what kind of vibes their telemetry can pick up."
Under cover of dark, Susanna had set up all three of the lasers. When the time came, she'd set the interval switches. The guns might work, thus adding to the impression they were trying to create. They might not. She'd give it a try when the time came, and that was all she could do. Heart thumping heavily, Susanna waited for the music. For the horn, and if the sneeches the rod had set worked the way Roland believed they would work, for the fires. The ideal would be for all of them to go hot during the 5 or 10 minutes when they're changing the guard, Roland had said. Everyone scurrying hither and thither, waving to their friends and exchanging little bits of gossip. We can't expect that, not really, but we can hope for it. Yes, they could do that much, but wish in one hand, shit in the other. See which one fills up first.